I have been blessed with many great teachers in my life, and I always love it when there are classes I will never forget. I remember this class in graduate school on this gospel, Matthew 5, verses 21 to 43. I've really fallen in love with these 22 verses, and I'm a visual learner, and that's probably why I remembered this class. The professor said that this gospel, the gospel we just heard, is the grilled cheese sandwich of Mark. Now, this is not my grilled cheese sandwich. Mine would be totally blackened, but this one has a lot of potential. And by the way, after my homily last night, I had the tomato soup lobby on my back, and I did not mean to forget tomato soup. And I'm going to mention extra sharp cheddar in a bit, and the Velveeta crew, I respect you as well, all right? Mark likes to sandwich. This is his literary technique. It's how he writes. Mark likes to put a miracle story in between the layers of another miracle story. We just heard a sandwich technique from Mark. It's called intercalation. And he's good at it. And he does it because the flavor of the outer story, which is the story of Jairus and raising his daughter, the flavor of the outer story adds to the flavor of the inner story, which is the woman with the hemorrhage. And this gospel is Mark's best sandwich, and he knows it, and he wants these stories read together to separate these two stories. To separate one from the other would be about as successful as separating, pulling apart a grilled cheese sandwich. That's why it's Mark's grilled cheese sandwich. It's stitched together by divine providence. I soak my sourdough bread. You push that down in the butter and then slow cook it. And that cheese is stitched to the bread, just the way these stories are stitched together. First of all, Jairus, the synagogue official, and the woman who's chronically ill, they are both desperate. And both females in the gospel today will be called daughter. Each of them, according to the Mosaic law, is unclean. The daughter, because she's dead, that's corpse impurity, according to the Jewish custom. And the woman is bloody, blood impurity. The young girl that died is 12 years old. And the woman had been suffering for 12 years. She began to suffer when the girl was born, who would die. Jesus takes the hand of that girl to bring her back to life, and that woman in the crowd reaches out her hand to Jesus to find life again. Jairus and the woman exhibit the deepest human need we will all have, and that is to be delivered from death. To be delivered from illness, suffering, pain. We want to be delivered from aging, our lives ending. And each of them is restored fully to life by the power of Jesus. That is a stitched together combination of stories. That's why he called it, and I call it, the grilled cheese sandwich of Mark. Together, though, These stories give us the taste of what our faith should be like, and that woman is our model. First of all, that woman's faith was not dependent on anyone because she didn't have anyone. She was perpetually, ritually unclean. She couldn't be around anyone. And anyone whom she would touch would be rendered unclean. And then Mark magnifies her condition by telling us she also doesn't have anything. She's broke. She spent all her money on doctors trying to get well. This woman had great reasons just to say the hell with it. I don't need faith. I'm angry at God. What's the use? But she responded. She responded because she heard about Jesus. Her response, I was in a conversation this week with someone, her response is more profound than a lot of people today who've had 12 years of Catholic education. This woman did not want to speak to Jesus. She didn't want to formally meet him. She didn't want to be accepted by him or even have a good experience of him. She just wanted to touch his clothes. If I can but touch his clothes, she believed the garments of Jesus were enough, and she worked her way through that crowd. She worked her way. She touched him, and she was healed. And touching Jesus would also make him ritually unclean. But at that moment, our Lord ended the ritual code of the Mosaic Law. He began to establish his church with him as the center of the church based on faith. And that's why he said, "Daughter, your faith has saved you." And then in Mark's characteristic, the lower piece of bread of the story, in case you're not sure if Jesus could have really do that, did he really do that? Then he went and he raised a dead body. He can do it. Faith in Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Mark is this. It is persistence in seeking Jesus in spite of impossible odds. Dr. Huizenga wrote that in his book in 2017. Faith is not now or then when things are well. It is always. It is persistence in spite of impossible odds. It's like everything is lost, but I'm going to stick with it anyway. If you feel like anyone or anything is of impossible odds in your life, that's a beautiful opportunity of faith. That's what we're called to in Mark's gospel. And my dear people, I'm going to tell you, we have a lot in our way. We have a lot in our way to keep us from Jesus. And like that woman, we need to keep going through the crowd to get to him. And when you walk in this door, even getting here, when you walk in this door, you can say in the depth of your heart, if I can just touch his clothes, I will be saved. But the church lets you touch much more. His true and real presence on your hand and on your tongue. We need to work our way through the crowd every week. There's a lot in our way. I got my laziness. I got to work my way through that. My sin. Don't like the priest. Don't know the priest. Work your way through that. Don't trust the priest. Don't like the music. Work your way. That woman did. She was dying for 12 years, and she got there. She didn't have anyone or anything. She got there. I don't like Pope Francis. I don't like the person I'm sitting next to. Work your way through that crowd. Got the cabin, got the pontoon, got the projects, got softball. Save your knee and go to church. We got softball. We have COVID. Put your shoulder into that one. Get through the crowd. Get to our Lord. She's our model, in spite of impossible odds. I got a Facebook flashback yesterday from a lot of my friends, which reminded me that I moved in yesterday in 2020. There were pictures of people bringing in my deer head and my bear. And you know what they say about new pastors, right? Don't change anything and don't say much for the first year. Right, so I've done my time. My friends have been worried about me. I said, no, I'm okay. It's, you know, 80 days left. I'm okay. I do want to say this, though. As on the record, the largest parish in the upper Midwest, we are on record the largest parish in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and most of Minnesota. I don't know if I see it. To have between almost 7,000 people attached here, I don't know if are we all working our way through that crowd to get to our Lord? The pandemic is coming to an end. It's time to resume our lives. If that woman who was dying could do it, we can do it. And that's the message of our gospel, and it's the only gospel we need. When we are sent from our seminary in Rome to our parishes, we are introduced by name in front of the whole body and in front of our faculty. We are called by name and we are said, sent to preach the gospel. So they will say, Patrick Schumacher, sent to preach the gospel to the Diocese of Bismarck. Then I stand, and then all 33 of my classmates, then we all go through that. We're not sent to have Mass, because the fulfillment of the gospel is Mass. We're not sent to be priests, because our priesthood is rooted in. We are sent to preach the gospel. And this is the only gospel I would ever need. I said to my staff at the little meeting this week that I should just take this homily. I should take this grilled cheese homily on the road. And you know what I would drive? Look what I found. This is a grilled cheese food truck. It goes to oil sites in Williston. I would load up my Dalmatians, hit the road, and if I drive far enough, I could milk 2 or 3 years out of it. This gospel has everything we need. The model of our faith to be persistent in spite of impossible odds, that woman. It has our Lord establishing the church, ending the ritual code of the Mosaic law. He establishes the church on him in faith. Who is our Lord? He can raise a dead body. That's good enough for me. And the number 12 signifies the church, the 12 apostles, through which we are saved and healed. And I would end my soapbox sermon by saying what our Lord said to Jairus: do not be afraid, have faith. The human soul is not big enough to have worry, fear, and faith. That's why our Lord continually told us not to fear, told us not to worry, to have faith. So when you eat your next grilled cheese sandwich, remember that unnamed woman in Mark chapter 5, who reminds us to be persistent in spite of impossible odds. Amen.